people say never stand between a bucket of money and a lawyer. I'm telling you, don't never stand with a bucket of feed and a buffalo. Hello, yes, I'm David Shannon. I'm lucky enough to live in Verona in New South Wales, where we run a water buffalo operation. Hopefully we'll be involved with cheese production in time. In the meantime, we're just enjoying some very lovely animals.
And so when did the buffalo that are running around today arrive on this property?
Just before Christmas this year, we had our first load. In fact, I think it was Christmas Eve. We got a load from Victoria, from Brian Yowns's property down near Sale, and then we brought a further batch in from Beatrice Hill in Darwin. We brought those down, and then we got some more from Top End Buffalo up there. So we've got them from a variety of sources, good genetics, and we're hoping to have a breeding operation, then, of course, the dairy, then the cheese making in time.
So why buffalo?
Well, we love the product. The buffalo mozzarella, of course, is famous. And they've got a beautiful temperament. They're lovely animals to deal with. They're different. You know, I suppose I could have taken my son's advice and just gone into straight old beef cattle, but there's not as much fun as what we're having with this.
Describe the milking process and the difference between dairy cattle and milking buffalo.
Right, well, the process is essentially similar. They just produce a hell of a lot less milk. They only get milked once a day. The quality of the milk is very different, very creamy, perhaps the creamiest and highest butter fat of virtually any milk. It's very white in colour. It makes, the beautiful mozzarella cheese is what it's famous for, but it does produce many other cheeses which would be superior in flavour and taste to what people are generally used to.
Can you give us a sense about the figures of how much would, you know, buffalo milk sell for and buffalo mozzarella and cheese go for?
Ooh, tough question. Certainly the relatively low production is only 5 to 7 litres a day in the daily milking, but you get up to $3 a litre, which is a big improvement on the dairy, ordinary old dairy cows, which produce a great deal more but at a considerably lesser price. The mozzarella cheese production is generally considered to be a multiple of 10 on what you can make on the base price of the cheese. Obviously, there's a lot of costs going in. We did see it up in David Jones the other day in Sydney when we were wandering around there. I forget how much it was going for. I think it was nearly $60 a kilo for the buffalo mozzarella. The bocconcini was a bit cheaper. You know, it's quite considerably more expensive. Some of it's imported into Australia now. The demand for it is huge within Australia. I don't think we're going to see a stage where the supply will actually drop the price, because I think the people's interest in the product and desire to have the product will always maintain that premium, touch wood.
What about temperament and those sort of things? Is there any other issues with buffalo that make them different to, you know, regular dairy cattle?
Well, there's a lot of misinformation about these are the Riverine, the Italian buffalo, largely of that bloodline. People confuse them with the ones in Africa, which kill lions, and or the swampies, which are the feral equivalent of feral cattle, if you like. Yeah. The temperaments we've found to be very amenable. They've been a domesticated animal for thousands of years in India and the like. These are the Italian ones are certainly of the better temperament, and certainly we've had no problems with them.
And what do the neighbours think over the fence? They've got some buffalo. What are their thoughts?
I'd shudder to think what our neighbours think, but one particularly. And anyway, I understand they're reasonably comfortable. They'd be pleased that there's fences around, perhaps for those who have got jaundiced views on these things.
So you think that buffalo are unfairly maligned, would you say?
I would venture to suggest that's definitely the case.
So what's the sentiment? What are they saying?
They worry about the temperament, and they see too many TV shows sort of showing the negative. We find them to be perfect and a lot of fun. Everyone should have one.